next station, DuPont Circle.
Every day, in the pre-dawn hours, the quiet rumble of transit begins deep beneath the city, in the streets, on its waterways, and in the skies. Hour by hour, it grows as this city of 700,000 swells to more than a million. Waves of civil servants, military, law enforcement officers, business people, students, and diplomats, and tourists saturate the city. Among them, spies, and a lot of them.
Unprecedented, the threat from our foreign adversary, specifically China, on the economic espionage, on the espionage front.
Brian Dugan, assistant special agent in charge of counterintelligence at the Washington field office of the FBI.
There's a lot of activity in the D.C. area, and in our current climate, there's a lot of people interested in finding out what the U.S. government is up to.
That's not the only reason. There's also one of the biggest workforce turnovers in the history of this nation.
The baby boomers that were in U.S. government are all leaving, and that population is also looking for post-government jobs.
And according to Philip Mudd, former deputy director of the FBI's National Security Division, they know things.
People with high-end security clearances at the State Department, the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Defense, and contractors in Washington.
They number, according to Mudd, in the tens of thousands. And if you do the numbers.
In that numbers game, I just think of the insider threat here, and you got to know that at any one time, someone has given it up for money or some other reason, and just got to hope that the counterintelligence guys figure it out.
And according to Dugan, they pretty much have, and they're taking action.
Working with our federal partners to make the awareness out there for those that are getting ready to retire that we provided some really good training to you. We provided really good access for you, but this is not for sale.
And for those who reject, miss, or ignore the message.
Of course, there's always going to be moments that we're going to have people decide to cooperate with the enemy, and we're going to find them, we're going to catch them.
But sometimes that can be hard, especially if they're sophisticated enough to use a disguise. And coming up in my next report, we learn from one of the best in the business.
We did everything from the simplest disguise that you can imagine to the most complex.
JJ Green, WTOP News.